Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Shane of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, Matt Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt?
Yes.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Brother Poor Man. Brother Poor.
Good to really see you.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but we have our next guest, Elliot.
Yeah, he is on the line now, and a phenomenal, interesting story. Elliot is a member of the Cricket Crew.
Yeah.
So about a week ago, I mean, he calls, I guess, on the poor phone, and I get a ton of calls on the poor phone, my one and only cell phone. And Elliot, I guess, got through maybe in my fourth hour of the show.
Yeah.
And Elliot, are you with us?
I am with you.
All right, Elliot, yeah. What up, man?
So Elliot, Matt, called in. I asked him, how many times did you try that day to get through before I finally answered? Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah, and I told you, about five times a minute, which requests to about a little less than 900 times during the day, because I don't count the times then you're talking to somebody else or you're in a break.
Or I'm in a coma.
Yeah, just kidding.
So we totaled it up. In 3 hours of trying, five calls a minute, Matt. There's 60 minutes in an hour. That's 300 calls over 3 hours. So we called 900 times, and I asked you, Elliot, why you did it.
Well, the reason I did it is because I wanted to get in and talk to you. And my phone is a old school landline, which receives calls and sends calls, and that's it. So I have to dial a number, and then I have to wait for it to ring, and then I have to dial it back again, which takes about 4.5 to 5 times a minute.
And I asked you, what was your inspiration?
My inspiration was Matthew Thomas.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Elliot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
talked to you before you had the Neuron Report.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we could call in and ask you questions. Do you remember my name, Elliot?
Yeah, but yes, I remember your name, but it's kind of vague, you know, because there's been so many different things going on in my frontal lobes.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And,
Elliot, tell Matt your situation and how he is your inspiration.
All right, I'll do that. My situation is back in 2020 when the panic was coming on that flu thing that was going around.
COVID.
My wife wouldn't let me go to the doctor because I was like 79 years old.
Yeah,
and so what happened was I was out in the backyard and I tripped coming out of the pool and got a big scar and a lot of blood on my knee. And so I got in and laid down in bed and waited for it to heal up, which took about, maybe 6 or 7 months. And then I went to stand up and I couldn't put any weight on my left leg. And I'm one of the guys who pain doesn't bother me. It's uncomfortable, but I don't feel pain. Pain doesn't hurt.
So what is your situation now, Elliot?
My situation now is that I'm in bed and I'm trying to put some weight on it now, but it healed wrong. And so when I went to the doctor, they took some pictures of it and said, what happened was you broke your hip. And I said, that doesn't sound good. He said, no, and it's healed wrong. But your age is to where it'd take 3 or 4 years to break it and then have it heal correctly. And I don't know if you want to go through that. And I said, no, I don't think so.
So now you're bedridden, you told
me. So I'm bedridden now, and I'm learning to stand and put a little weight on it, but it's going to be a while before I can get on some crutches or a walker and get around.
So you're in bed all the time?
24/7.
Yeah, but you should. You said you can start putting weight shift on it. You got to do it, brother, because then you'll be able to get out of bed.
Exactly. That,
you know, it's going to take a while, but you got to do it, because if you don't do it, then you're going to be in bed, and that's where you don't want to be, right?
Right. And what made me feel a whole lot better is your inspiration. I know that the situation I'm in is doesn't hold a candle to a lot of the people that call in.
No, everyone's situation is their own.
Yeah, your situation. My situation is that I heard and got inspired by you by never give up.
Yeah, that's the only way we can do it.
That's the only way that you can live, is you just have to never give up.
You got to keep trying, and you learn from your failures. That's
You know what? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what Edison said. Somebody asked him, says, you've tried 600 or 700 times here to fix a light, get a light bulb. He says, well, that's 600 or 700 times that it didn't work, so I can erase those.
Yeah, and then you just keep going forward, because I'm 31 years into my trauma, and I'm still walking, still trying to figure out how to walk with sandals. That's a big ordeal, you know, and then people thinking this, that, you know, this and that, but here I am trying to figure it out still, and I just want to give you that. So just, you know, your wife's going to be all, why are you doing that? Because I want to walk, honey. You know?
Exactly. I'm going to shift gears here real quick.
Okay,
and
go.
Say that your inspiration is amazing. And, you know, I heard something on the radio the other day. It was an interview with LeBron James. And somebody asked him, how do you know when you've had a good game? And he replied, without even thinking about it, I feel good that I've had a good game when I make the rest of my team play better. And that's what you're doing. You are talking to kids in assemblies at school.
Yeah.
You are having seminars and talking to moms and dads.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
The kids are going home, and instead of just kind of blowing off the talk that their parents have, they're listening because they've heard it direct from the source, which is you.
Yes, thank you.
And I've never heard it on the radio before, but I feel that that constitutes to saving lives. And you're saving lives, and that's about the best thing anybody could do.
Yes, thank you, because I don't want anything to happen to them. Happened, you know, what happened to me, I don't want it to happen to them.
And for people that don't know what happened to Matt, when he was 19, he was a passenger with a drunk driver who drove a Volkswagen Beetle. Matt was in the passenger front seat, and over a 30-foot bridge, they crashed through a bridge, dropped 30,
Lake Sherwood?
Right, dropped 30 feet down below. He went through the windshield of the Volkswagen Beetle.
Underage drinking?
Smashed his head into the pavement below. You were in a coma for 3 months and paralyzed half your body, and you know, you've been working on it ever since. Changed your life.
Yes, humongously changed my life. It's just,
but you never have given up. People didn't think you'd live, right?
Oh, yeah, the 5% chance of living. And then when I did wake up, that was a whole nother clip. You know, it doesn't just affect me. It affects the whole family. It affects my friends. And it affects everyone I run into, everybody that I talk to, everyone that I, you know, because now people, because I'm so happy, people just think I'm drunk. I've had the police called on me. I've had everything going down with that.
Yeah, your speech pattern was affected.
Yeah. So I can go, woo, and people aren't used to having woo like that if you're not drunk.
Yeah, you deal with that every day, don't you, pretty much?
Every day, every other day.
Right. So what do you think? Elliot seems like he has the best, a good mental state.
Yes, Elliot, man. Is he still on?
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, Captain E. Yeah.
Captain E.
Yes, sir. And because you have the right inspiration in your heart, because you're going to do this. You know, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. You just got to put it in your frontal lobes, all in everything that you're doing.
Because, thank you.
You know, and so just practice standing up, even if you're laying down. Practice moving your legs. That'll help, you know, just sitting there doing it, because you will be able to stand up. Just, you know, if you need a therapist there, are you having a therapist come to your house today?
Yes.
All right. Tell him, say, hey, I want to do 20 push-ups, bro.
Yeah, I just have to keep on it.
Yes, you got to do it. So have that therapist help you stand up. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights, Captain E.
Do you have an
instant request? I can stand up now, but I can't put a whole lot of weight on one side, so my balance is off is my problem. So I have to wait until I put the weight on both legs at the same time, and then I can get on crutches or a walker and move from the bedroom to the fireplace room in the living room.
Okay, hold on. We got to cut.
Yeah, we got to go to a break right now. Thank you, Elliot.
You're welcome. Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, man. We love you. Bye.
Okay, we'll take a break and be back with our remaining moments with Matthew Thomas straight out of a coma.
Do you have a used car to sell but don't want to hassle with going to a car dealership or deal with a private party sale? CarStuff can help. Selling your car is safe and easy with CarStuff. They buy all makes and models in any condition and will pay top dollar for your used car. Plus, they will go to you. One of their professional appraisers will go to your home or office, and they can take care of the entire process, including the DMV paperwork. They've been buying used cars since 1993. CarStuff.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a killer spot, Original Pizza's got you. They've been around since 1963, now at a new location at 3100 Irvine Avenue on the Newport Beach Golf Course. There's like 38 TVs, so there's always sports going off, especially football. The food is epic. Pizzas, sandos, salads, wings. The Original Pizza bar staff is the best in town. You got Jana, Ryan, Cash, will always take care of you. The phone number is 949-574-4995 or opnewport.com.
Hey, yo, Don Vito.
Yeah.
I got something new to bring to the table.
Okay, tell me about it.
It's a cookie.
A cookie?
A cookie that's a glass.
Okay, tell me more.
You know the glasses? Forget about it.
Forget about
any
it.
Sort of glass you got, forget about it.
Okay, we'll
the cookie
about
is a glass. What do you say to that, Don Vito?
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Dirty Cookie at dirtycookie.com. 949-238-8092. Poor Man 15.
And we are back. Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, we're about to play Elliot's. He requested Hit the Road, Jack, with Hit, our musical theme of the day, and that is Ray Charles. So sounds like Elliot's got his head in the right spot, though. And
yes. All of his neurons are firing to get better, and that's the only way you can do it, because when you give up, you can't get better. And when you don't think that you can get better, you're going to give up. It's a whole different situation when you're in that situation of being in the situation that you're in, you know, because it's a whole, you just have to put everything together. All the negative people that are saying, oh, you won't do this, or you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. You just got to keep pushing forward. Don't hold back. Okay. It's cool.
Do you know, when you're all alone, do you ever get depressed?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
you're human.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but like, that's what you don't, you know, because then if you get depressed and people say it, they say, oh, poor Matt, you know. And I don't want people to think that I feel sorry for myself, you know, because I should, but I don't, because it's not right, you know, because if I did, I'd be wanting to get all the sympathy I could, but I don't want the sympathy. I just want, you know, the praise and the happiness from the Lord, you know. But that's all I can say on that. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice! Yeah! Philippians 4:4 for show.
Matt, you are an inspiration. Thanks so much.
So are you, poor man. Look at that. Who would ever, you, 30 years ago, you wouldn't be thinking, oh, yeah, I'll be sitting here with the head injury guy tripping out on.
I've always been pretty open-minded about radio, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I love having you on, you know. Whee! You inspire me, Matt.
Oh, so. You inspire me, so we inspire each other. Let's go inspire the world.
The world!
The world!
Okay, any last-minute things you want to say?
No, just everything. Oh, yeah, I want to say to Heather Havens, her son is passing away is a year tomorrow, and that's a blessing. Bless her whole family, her, Cruz, and Aiden, because it's just, it's sad, you know, but she's going to move forward and have a good life with, you know, with her kids.
Yeah, her son was drinking and partying at UC Santa Barbara, yeah. And there's some houses on a cliff, and yeah. He walked off the cliff.
Yeah, and it was just crazy, and she was worried about it, but I'll let her explain again on part two of her interview, you know, so.
That sounds great. And also, if people want to learn more about what you're doing with your speeches and everything, they can go to your website, right?
Yes, yes, yes. They go to positive-matters.org, or you can give me a call at
on your cell phone.
Yeah,
your only phone.
Yeah, right now. I have a landline, but people are calling it, but don't really. I don't answer it because the phone's upstairs. So you don't get that number. You get my cell phone, 949-375-1178.
949. Say it slower.
949-375-1178.
Nice.
All right. Okay. Nice.
Then back to our musical theme of the day, and I'll get one from you in a little while, Matt.
All right, no playlist.
You got to find one with clean lyrics.
Okay, no playlist.
Yeah, there. Oh, yeah, go ahead. And, it's all instant requests all the time. There.
No playlist. Yeah.
There will
never be a playlist.
Right. You're right, Matthew Thomas. This is Ray Charles. Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, girl, I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
Don't you come back
no more.